You've let me be your guide for over 100 podcast episodes on how to be a safety consultant. Well, I've done it again. Now I have a video on demand service called Safety Consultant TV. This is the way you can learn the business of being a safety consultant on your own time, on any device, iPhone, iPad, Android TV, Android, Roku, Fire TV. Just whenever you need to, you could binge one of the playlists that I have available for you right now. OSHA compliance, starting your own business, safety consultant blueprint, mindfulness for success, finding a client, safety and health programs. But not only do you have those videos, but you will also have downloadable material that you can have to help you start your business right now. The resources you need. Watch the video, download the resources, and start your business today. Get on the computer, go in your browser, type in safetyconsultant.tv, and choose a plan, monthly or annual. Put in code consultant and get 30 days free.
This episode is powered by Safety FM.
Welcome to the Safety Consulting Podcast. I'm your host, Sheldon Primus. This is the podcast where I teach you the business of being a safety consultant. This week, I'm going to go over the OSHA record keeping brand new rule that's going to be coming out. It's in the real rulemaking process. This was something that they wanted to do, OSHA wanted to do a couple of years back when they changed the rule in 2016. But it was kind of, I guess, dumbed down of where the requirements for who needs to record injuries and illnesses kind of changed, and this is electronically recorded. So originally, OSHA wanted to do this record keeping for 300, 301, 300A summary logs. The 300 log is pretty much the log where OSHA has all the details that they need about the injury and illness. Generally, just who, what, when, where, how, categorize it as to the highest impact of that individual and the company. And then also, you're going to get your numbers that will populate the 300A form, which is just a summary of outcomes and things that have happened throughout the year based on your 300 form. And then your 301 form for record keeping is basically the first notice of injury. When that happens, you kind of write that down and what the plan of care was and everything. Not really plan of care as much as it is where did you take that individual and what was the diagnosis and all that. So it's going to be those three forms. The 300, 301, 300A forms are now going to be submitted electronically for certain people. So this episode is going to give you more of the understanding of why this is so important, and then see it as a driver for your business. So that's the idea that we're going to have. Now, as soon as we get back from our commercial break, we'll go right into it.
Hello, this is Sheldon Primus, the host of Safety Consultant Podcast, and I'm going to be doing a demystifying OSHA compliance webinar. Whether you're a small business or a Fortune 500 company, OSHA is aggressively adding compliance officers to help inspect more businesses across America. You'll learn how to build OSHA compliance training, written programs, know what to look for in an inspection. You also get a good understanding of the future of OSHA. How would you comply with the new Joe Biden era agency? Book your ticket today, May 24th from 9 a.m. Eastern Time to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. go to primuswebinar.com and you could join this event.
Welcome back to the show. I'm so grateful for you guys. And as a little reminder, if you have not subscribed to this podcast, please do. You might be here just for the first time, kicking the tires, seeing what I'm talking about. Go listen to a few of the other episodes just so you get a good idea of what the show's been about. So I would please just ask you, when you're doing that, hit the subscribe button. That means a lot to me. It's supporting the show. It's a good way to give back. And if you share it with a friend, that's even better. And for those of you that have the opportunity to and the time on whatever whatever service you're listening to me on, then go ahead and give me a comment on what you like. Rate the show and give me a comment however you feel appropriate. That's up to you. And that does really help. So what will happen is once the buzz is being seen throughout the podcasting services, then they'll start suggesting the show to more and more people who could get the use and benefits from the show. So I really appreciate it if you would do that. That'd help me out quite a bit. And if you have not listened to the past podcasts, and you may not know, but I am getting ready to do an OSHA big, just a compliance workshop, if you would. It's called Demystifying OSHA. So what I need you to do is go to primuswebinar.com, P-R-I-M-U-S, webinar, W-E-B-I-N-A-R, so primuswebinar.com, and you're going to get the details on demystifying OSHA. We'll talk about the future of OSHA, record keeping, which is a real big pivotal thing to OSHA right now. That's why we're talking about it today. And then we'll also talk about compliance with your written programs and your training requirements, how to understand those things. So keeping you on track with the OSHA side. All right, so let's get into the episode. So I was kind of flipping through the OSHA website, which is literally my homepage, and that's maybe why I give you guys so much OSHA stuff. But honestly, compliance is one of the drivers that people will use for getting a consultant. So it's important for me to keep a hold of that just so I can know how to better serve clients that I already have and then how to look for clients and people in different industries. So first, I'm going to go over what this rule was meant to be, and then also talk about the changes. So the OSHA record keeping is for tracking workplace injuries and illnesses. That's the records that they're going to keep, and they're asking the employers to keep. So if there's an injury or illness that happens in a workplace, the first form that needs to be filled out is the 301 form, and that is just pretty much the first notice of injury. Who got injured, what location, where was the injury, where did the person go to get treated, and those are the first foundational information that's going into the 301 form. And then the 300 log is the big one. This is, again, going to transfer some information from the 301 to the 300. But it's also going to give a pretty good setup, if you would, for the 300A form, which is a summary form that you would see every year from February 1st to the end of April. So right now, as the date of this recording, it is April 25th. Those 300A forms are still up until the end of the month, and that's coming from the 300 logs. So you're going to see a portion of the 300 logs where you can start tallying things, as in how many fatalities you had for the year, how many, well, basically, it's going to be everything. Every fatality is going to say how many injuries, illnesses, and gives you a nice little summary, if you would, of the year prior. Yeah, so those three forms, the 301, 300A, and the 300 forms together are the three forms that are involved in this proposed rulemaking. Initially, when OSHA went into the electronic tracking of injury and illnesses, It wasn't just a 300A form that has been submitted since 2016. It was actually supposed to be all three forms. But in the switching of presidencies, the U.S. presidency, when OSHA goes to a different, or I should say at least the country goes to a different leadership, meaning the party, or a two-party, major two-party system. So when OSHA went from the Democratic Party to the Republican Party in the U.S. system, the 300-301 part of this record-keeping rule just kind of like disappeared, if you will. So OSHA kind of redid what their requirement was at the onset of this record-keeping rule for the injury tracking application. So what OSHA's trying to do now is go back to the heart of that rule. So now that there's a new administration, OSHA says, all right, let's go on back to what we first were thinking. And this is going to require the 300, 301s, 300A forms all being submitted electronically. However, this new rule is kind of revising it a little, and this is still in the proposed rule stage. So if you're listening to this podcast and you're in the U.S., you still have a chance before May 31st to go ahead on the OSHA record keeping site, and that's osha.gov/recordkeeping. And you could actually click on the link to comment on this proposed rule, and you would have the opportunity to say what you think on it. I've been reading the preamble a little and just kind of going through some of the information here, and OSHA's going to do their best to make sure that nothing is going to be seen from the incident report, which is the 301 log, or the 300 log, or the 300A. Any information that is going to be where someone can say, oh, I know who this is, I was just going to try to scrub that information, and they have electronic means of doing it automatically. But they want to keep a tally of what's happening and where, and now they know specifically the companies. So this now has given them some sort of history of injuries and illnesses per each company. So this way now they could track and they could start seeing a few things. As the years go by, they're starting to see who's submitting entries, what type of entries they are, and then also they're looking at if you forget a year, then they'll have to figure out, well, what happened? Did you not have an injury or something? They'll be able to see that as well, or is it not reporting and underreporting? They'll also be able to see a few things related to your organization, just basically your identifying information for the organization itself. But overall, this is a driver. So let's tell you the new proposed change. So they're looking at low-risk areas first with the very small size. So first, if you're a company and you, in this new iteration of the change, this is what they're going to be looking for. Establishment with 20 or more employees in certain high hazard industries will continue to electronically submit their 300A forms once a year. So if you're 20 or more employees and you're in a certain industry, and some of these industries are what you would think, you would see the just construction and a few of the other ones that are really high hazard, manufacturing, all those type of high hazard type of industries that could have some significant consequences to the workers if they get injured because of the hazards they're exposed to. So the other thing that they're going to be looking at is for establishments with 100 or more. And if you have 100 or more in the highest hazard industries, you're then going to have to submit your 300 and your 301 forms with the 300A form. So with these three forms, then that is going to truly be the way for OSHA to find you. However, they are scrapping one thing that was a little controversial, but establishments with 250 employees or more, not in designated high hazard areas, would no longer be required for electronic record keeping. So not everybody, at first, I have to go back. The only people that are going to have to give us some illness and injury records are those types of companies that that are required to. There are some exempt companies out there, and there's a partial exempt list on OSHA's 1904 rule, and you'll have to go to Appendix 8, Subpart B, and I'll show you a partially exempt list, and those are just historically lower hazard jobs. So they are already exempt from there. So now OSHA is going for the bigger companies who may not be in the certain high hazard industries as being those companies that now also don't have to give their 300 days because of the new rule. So not bad. It's a give and take over there. When you do get to the high hazard industries and you kind of look for those, utilities, construction, manufacturing, wholesale, trade, furniture stores, automotive parts, some grocery stores, specialty food stores, those are kind of areas, transits, charter buses, any kind of waste and garbage disposal and collection services. Those are the type that they're thinking of high hazard. So those will be involved in the record keeping rule. But it is important to kind of keep up with it, because the implication of it for you as a consultant is this. Now that you have the understanding that OSHA is going to be looking for these certain industries, they may need some help with their record keeping. You could use that as a service and just reach out to them and say, hey, because of OSHA's new rules, then you're going to be impacted. And honestly, they have it listed in by NAICS code. You could grab that NAICS code and put it into the OSHA website and look for this code by state. And now you could target people in your state. If you're national, then in areas that you want to go to, go ahead and target them. Give them a call. Look up the LinkedIn to whoever is the person responsible and try to get them that way. So there are some ways to do this, but what you're going to really be looking for is how can you service this company to keep them out of hot water with record keeping. The number one way of doing that is to reduce injury and illnesses. So if they're having some high injury and illnesses, then you know it's time to give them a call. Another way of figuring out how to contact somebody, OSHA does have an actual establishment listing, so from the ITA, the injury tracking application. So you'll just have to go to OSHA.gov and it'll be establishment-specific-injury-and-illness-data. So that's the way that they got it all broken down. But it's going to be part of the data statistics, and it'll be the establishment-specific injury and illness data, ITA, is that that wording that you're looking for on the OSHA website. So when you get there, it's going to be a zip form of from 2016 all the way to 2017, and that's the actual ITA injury tracking application, the things that the workers or the employers have been putting in for those years. You could actually see the company and get a database, and you could start looking at specific companies in your area that have submitted their injury and illnesses. So no matter where you are, you could look at the names of companies. I downloaded the form. It's in the alphabetical order, but I can actually see addresses. I see EIN numbers. I see the name of the company, the industry they're in. So there's a lot of information here that you could use to glean who you specifically need to talk to, because you can see from year to year to year that this company is having illnesses and injuries, and they're going to need help, because 3 years in a row to OSHA means that's going to spark an inspection. So if you could go to the older data and start seeing the trend, then that means you now have a potential client. So at that way, you just, or as you look at this, you reach out to them and say, hey, I noticed that you've been having increase of injuries and illnesses. How can I help you? And make yourself available to them, because you now are armed with the information that says OSHA is going to increase some more information for you, or to say requirements for you, and now I can help you in this area. So the conversation starter comes from the OSHA website. So truly, that's really what I wanted to show you. It's a short episode because it's not a whole bunch to get into, because you're going to have to wait till the open comment's done and OSHA goes back and they tweak this one a little. But the skeleton of this new rule is going to be good, and they also have it available for us online. So now we could do some vetting online and see if we could get some clients this way too. So with that, I want to thank you again for listening to the podcast. One quick reminder to subscribe again, and thank you so much. Have a wonderful rest of your week. Go get them.
This episode has been powered by Safety FM.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast or broadcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within the past hour are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast or broadcast may be reproduced, stored within a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast or broadcast, Sheldon Primus.
Hello, this is Sheldon Primus, the host of Safety Consultant Podcast. And I'm going to be doing a demystifying OSHA compliance webinar. Whether you're a small business or a Fortune 500 company, OSHA is aggressively adding compliance officers to help inspect more businesses across America. You'll learn how to build OSHA compliance training, written programs, know what to look for in an inspection. You also get a good understanding of the future of OSHA. How would you comply with the new Joe Biden era agency? Book your ticket today, May 24th from 9 a.m. Eastern Time to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Go to primuswebinar.com and you could join this event.